Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can open yourself to the realms of the spirit and find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. She is an author, a past life connector, and a fear buster. She helps those suffering from irrational fears to mend the past so they can overcome their fears and live happy, healthy, and successful lives. Her books, Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now, Life is Forever, Get Used to It, and The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head, assist you on the spiritual path and provide roadmaps to enjoy your life. To schedule a full past life exploration or learn more about her books, go to MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And that is spelled MaryLouMcIntyre. And so, with that said, let me welcome Dr. McIntyre. And how are you tonight?
I'm just fine, David. I have survived so far the heat that we're experiencing here in Arizona. The heat and the wind and the dust and the dirt and all that good stuff. But it's all part of, you know, of being.
Yes, that's true. So, yeah, acceptance is the answer to all our problems today, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Well, you wanted to talk a little bit about preparing for traveling to past lives and things that people should be aware of, and so I'm going to give you the opportunity to talk about that.
Oh, I can do that right now?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you, David. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Mary Lou, and I would like to talk for just a short minute on ways to help you get out of your box, the box being, you know, that confines you, that restricts you from being totally happy and healthy and opulent and all the wonderful good things that we expect or certainly hope out of our lifetime. And the book that I want to refer to that can be acquired, well, all my books, any of my books can be acquired at Amazon. .com, you know, you can call in and order, or what's the other one, Barnes & Noble. You can call and order there. But the book that I primarily want to point out to you today is called, it's The Fast Road to Happiness, and it's compiled various family and group regressions to help heal problems and overcome limitations, that type of thing. And it has in the back of it how to prepare your consciousness to be able to bring forth things from the past. And we're starting in this section, we're starting with when you're young, in this lifetime, and how to get in touch with yourself now. And that would involve, well, let me see, here in the back I have all kinds of little charts and fill-in things for you, like notes on childhood interests, you know, your abilities and your memories of being a child, and that puts you in a much freer way of thinking rather than sometimes the restricted things of everyday life that we have connected with the job and the family and all that type of stuff. It's just, you know, focus on yourself when you were young and the friends you had and the stories that you read, the books that you read, and the artwork that you liked, you know, that kind of thing. And then next, you might want to focus on your physical abilities from childhood. You know, were you athletic? Were you musical? You know, did you play well with others? That kind of, and really delve into who you were as a child, not only in the schoolroom, but in the play yard and in your mother's kitchen, you know, that kind of thing. And then we can move to your various talents that you did display as a child, and what have you done with those, and are they still active, or do you want to deactivate them or reactivate them, that type of thing. And then, you know, looking for patterns for your finances. How do you relate to money? How do you relate to other people's money? And this type of thing that helps to open the gates to, you know, greater opulence and understanding of opulence in your life. And when you do that, when you can go through all of that, then you're ready to sit down and say, okay, now how was I back in the French Revolution? Or was I in the French Revolution? That type of thing. And if there's any behavior that you're exhibiting now in this lifetime that is embarrassing or restricting to you, you can perhaps find out for yourself the cause from a past life that you've carried forward in your cellular memory from that lifetime and get rid of it. That's the object of being here, learning how to cope with life, how to be happy, how to realize that you are oneness with the whole of creation and be a part of that glorious experience. So that's the beginning for you. And as far as what I've been up to, I have added to, and you will see if you go to my website, that I have also added the ability to be able to give regressions, not only readings, which is something that I do for you, but regression, an actual regression over the phone, that my guides can tune in, you know, link our vocal, you know, our sounds, and be able to move together out of body, out of this planetary system, if need be, and move back through time and space to the time when it's important for you to realize and get rid of a problem. And so that is an additional thing that now I can do over the telephone, and I hope you'll look into that, investigate it, and you can give me a call or get in touch through my cell phone, not my cell phone, my webpage. Okay? I think that'll do it for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. And as far as tonight goes, what information do you want people to provide for you in order to link them to a past lifetime?
Okay. Yeah, tonight we're going to just focus on readings, past life readings. And so if there is anything, or I should say whatever is in your life, because I think we all have a few problems that we have to get rid of. But if you have any behavior or attitudes or that type of thing that are causing you problems and you have no idea where they came from, such as, well, fear of water, and you have never had, you know, a traumatic experience with water. You don't know why you're afraid of it because there's no logical reason for it. And so that must be from another time and another place.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be taken to the Akashic Records and get your book of life and figure out why and tell you. And you can, you know, realize that it has nothing to do with here and now or this lifetime. And so just get it out of your consciousness. You know, wake it up out of your subconscious and get it out of your consciousness so it no longer bothers you.
What if people don't have a specific fear? What would be helpful for them in order to get a reading?
If they have no fears?
Yeah,
well,
yeah. I mean, a lot of people aren't in touch with that sort of thing. So I'm wondering if there's some other key that could help you get into the Akashic Records for somebody.
Well, not for a past life reading, which is what I'm focusing on today.
Yeah, okay. Well, sometimes people have recurrent life problems. That can be a trigger, can it?
Well, yes, sometimes it can. And, you know, if it works out that way, I'll be happy to help them. But I don't, you know, I'm not like a medium or a prophet or something like that that can see into the future.
Right, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to explain that to others that I don't, you know, I can't tell you when you're going to meet the light of your life or the job of your longing or, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I mean, somebody could say something like they have trouble holding down a job. That could be something that could be a trigger for you, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, because that probably is something, probably failure in that area is something they've experienced all their life, you know, a problem.
So significant lifetime challenges could also be helpful to you.
Yeah, I suppose so. Sure, we can try that, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phone lines. We've got four people so far.
Okay.
And I've talked to two of them, and the first one is Maddie. And, Maddie, you are live.
Hi, David. Hi, Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Maddie. How are you?
I'm good. I am dealing with the heat here in Georgia, so other than that, I'm great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
right.
Humidity here, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We all have that problem. Okay, what can I do for you to help you today?
Well, I know you mentioned Life Path Connector, and I thought, wow. I had questioned David about dreams, and he said, you don't think you do that? So I said, Life Path Connector would be great also. Whatever you can tell me, whatever you can pull up and tell me.
No,
I'm
no,
open.
You have to tell me.
I have
to tell
you. Okay.
Yeah, she needs something to go on, Maddie. Something to dig her teeth to. Yeah. What we were just talking
about. Yeah. Tell me what a major situation you have that's causing you problems. If you can just put it in a one sentence.
Well, it's not really causing me a problem. But I'm kind of nonchalant about meeting a significant other. If I do, it's good. If I don't, it's okay too. And I just wonder, why do I feel that way? Everyone else is so anxious to have someone else in their life, and I'm just so pleased and happy just to not be bothered.
Uh-huh. So what's your question, or what do you feel your problem is?
Well, she's wondering why it is.
I think sometimes I feel my problem is that that I am not I'm not worthy, or yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, you don't feel that you are worthy to have a fulfilling relationship? Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes I do feel like I'm not worthy. I just feel like. Although I'm receiving hellos all day long while I'm out there, and sometimes people approach me, and sometimes they want to. I can see that, but they won't, and it's like, what am I throwing off?
It's like, what was that last sentence?
I was trying to. I think I'll be throwing off. I'll be throwing off some kind of energy that kind of they back up.
Oh, that's what you tell yourself. Okay.
That's what I feel like I do.
Okay, I've got it. My guide is going to your book. Oh, you have a very, very big book of life. You've been around a long time. And you're here this time to handle this problem, which is a major problem for you. You're not perhaps acknowledging it, but it is a major problem blocking your spiritual advancement, your spiritual realization of who you really are, because that's what's really important, is your spiritual reality is more important than personality. What you have a tendency to do is to pay more attention to other people's reaction to you and how that affects you in a negative way than focusing on right behavior and right thought and manifesting, you know, through your heart chakra, that kind of thing. Do you follow what I'm saying?
You say I pay more attention to their reaction to me rather than...
Okay, you don't have to repeat it. I'm just wondering,
I'll repeat it so I can be able to comprehend it more when I repeat something.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're telling me I should focus on more on my spirituality side.
You should know that you are a spiritual being, as David said in his introduction, that you are a spiritual being in a human situation, but that has got to shine through, the spirituality. Okay, now they're going to tell me about there is a lifetime that you had in they're going to focus on one in England, because that was just a couple of lifetimes ago. Not too because you're a very old soul, so they don't want to go back too far, but you were an attorney, or what do they call them in England, a jurist or
barrister, is it?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you wore the white wig. You were kind of a big, heavy-set man, and quite jolly, very well liked, very personable. And you walked with kind of a limp, and you always. Just hated the fact that people could see you limping, and you would try to get into the courtroom, be the first one in the courtroom, because you didn't want people, or you felt that people would be snickering if they saw the judge, limping in. And so that really consumed your life. You were a wonderful, fair person and very likable and a good sense of humor and that type of thing. But the condition with your leg was a condition that you were born with. And this was an attempt to get you to stop focusing so much on other people's reaction to you. It was an attempt by your spirit guides to get you to focus on your spirituality, your personality, and how you affect others in a positive way. But it didn't really completely work because it still it did humiliate you, and you weren't able in that lifetime to get through that humiliation. Even though you lived a pretty nice long time, but even on your deathbed, you just regretted. It was like you regretted that lifetime. Because you had this limp and people were laughing at you, you thought. That was your thinking as you passed into spirit, that people laughed at you because of your crippled leg. And
wow.
So, yeah, so now, you see, that was nonsense. It was absolutely nonsense. And you have to realize that and stop being so concerned about other people. If people are rude to you, stay away from those people. You don't deserve, you know, to have somebody rude to you. There's no reason for that. You know, that type of thing. In other words, take yourself by the hand and say, I'm a good person. I do good things. I help serve others. And I'm not going to be upset by other people. And if there are upsetting other people or other people that are upsetting, you just stay away from them. You know, that's logical, isn't it?
Yes. Yes,
and
very
you just
easy
visualize.
To do.
It is easy. Did you say it is easy?
Yes, it is easy, yes.
Yes, yes, it is.
It is.
You just have to take yourself by the hand and lead yourself into, you know, being happy, being healthy, being helpful, you know, that kind of thing. You'll be okay, and you will attract more people than you ever thought possible. I promise you that, okay?
Okay.
Please keep in touch and let me know how things go, okay?
I will. Thank you. That was a great
Thank
message.
You.
Thank you. Oh, God, that was like,
Thank
whoa.
You. Yeah, a lot more than you thought, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks.
I was a man. Okay.
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 We've experienced all kinds of different realities. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling, Maddie. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you, David. You guys have
okay,
a great weekend.
Okay, stay cool.
I
thank
will.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye for now.
Uh-huh.
All right, our next caller is Catherine. And Catherine, you're live.
Hi, thank you so
Hello.
Much for taking my call. Hello?
Well, you're sure
Hello?
Welcome. It's good to hear from you, Catherine. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. I could hear you both. I just have to say it's fascinating, and thank you so much for sharing on this topic. I've always been very intrigued and am a wholehearted believer in past
uh-huh.
lives. In fact,
well, wonderful.
I actually have tried to regress myself once, and I was wondering if it was successful, because I did see something. So I was wondering if perhaps you see that was correct, you know, I didn't just kind of imagine it, that it was.
Well, if that was helpful,
it
then it was successful, I would say.
Ah.
If it helped you, then isn't that the purpose of the regression, was to help yourself to get over a problem?
Yes. It.
Okay, now do you have another problem that I can help with?
Yes, please. Self-doubt, I guess. Self-doubt or shyness, I would say. I think they kind of go hand in hand.
Self-doubt and what?
Shyness?
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. Yes. Okay, let's see here. Well, my little spirit guide that's in the temple getting the books for me is dancing a little jig for you, expressing, be happy, be outgoing, be yourself, don't be afraid. That's his message to you. That has nothing to do with a past life, but that's his message to you. Be happy, don't be afraid. You ought to write that down and pin it on every wall that you live in, right?
Uh-huh.
Be happy.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
be afraid. Because, see, it doesn't matter what caused this shyness or fear within you. What matters is how do you cope every day? How do you focus on having a good life every day? That's what really matters. So I'm going to give you an example, however, of how you got in this situation. You were the mother of, oh my goodness, 6 or 7 children. And this was in Ireland. Oh, this might have been the lifetime just before this. And it was when they were having the big potato fast. There wasn't hardly any food. And everybody in Ireland was really having... Okay, can you stop moving the phone, please?
Oh, sorry.
Because that really, that shakes my vibe. Okay. All right, that's better. Anyhow, so here you are with 7 children, and you have a husband that is very prominent in the political field there, and he's trying to, to help the situation so that they can find farms and seeds and, ways to feed the people because they're just dropping like flies. Do you have any recollection of a sadness like that?
Well, you know what's really funny? The regression that I saw was kind of similar to what you're saying. I saw the like pack of kids. I thought it was in, colonial times, America, but it might as well have, it could have been Ireland.
Well, it could have been colonial times, but in Ireland.
right. Wow. So, yes. So far, yes.
Uh-huh. And here
yes,
you have these, you have, actually, you had 7 children. The last one that you had, however, only lasted 3 days because you were in such, bad health condition, lack of food, because you didn't hardly eat anything. Whatever food you could get together or that your husband could get to you, of course, went to the children, and they were still young, so they couldn't get out and get jobs or do farming or, anything like that. And you just felt so terrible about, the whole living situation that you just kind of turned off. You just went within, and you know, you took care of the kids. You saw that they were clean and, you know, as happy as possible. But you just turned off as far as trying to relate to anything that was good and happy about being alive, about being on this planet in that lifetime. And that, of course, brought you to an early death because you became, you know, totally undernourished, I think would be the right word. Oh, my goodness, you got bit by, are you ready for this? You got bit by a big rat.
Wow.
And that caused an infection, and you didn't have the strength, of course, to fight it off. What a terrible thing. And so this undoubtedly, you know, made you very reserved. Well, when you were on your deathbed, because it was a slow agony type passing. It really was. And that was, I don't know why you had to go through that. That might be another, you know, a different issue. But the effect that it had on you is certainly being shy and, you know, not very outgoing at all with people or around people or in situations. And when you passed, you were just totally, well, the word disenchanted comes, that you were just so unhappy with the whole lifetime and having to leave your children. But there was nothing you could do about it because you'd gotten yourself in that situation and, you know, it had to be followed through to the end. So her advice for you is to realize that this is a good life, that you should be happy. And when the sun shines, even though it's really, really hot like it is now, especially here, but it's a beautiful world. And if people are just kind to one another, they're going to recognize the beauty in each other and the beauty within themselves. And that's the thing you have to do. Recognize the beauty within you. Okay, now what was that little phrase that my guide gave you to remember?
I am happy every day. Life is good. I am happy every day.
Yeah, okay. That's close enough. That's very good. All right. So that'll do it. And just, you know, just don't have that fear. And you might have an excessive fear of, like, dark corners and stuff like that because of the bite that you sustained. And that's just not about to happen in this lifetime, you know, under the conditions that you... Yeah, no, that will never happen. Okay?
Well,
be happy,
okay,
darling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
God bless you, Catherine. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. I haven't talked to this caller yet. Area code 705. What is your name, please?
Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Lori. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's very cold where I am in northern Canada, so.
Oh, my goodness. So here we're talking about the heat. You're freezing.
Yeah.
Is that amazing? What a world, huh?
Yeah, it's all different. I was wondering about a behavior that I have where I shut myself off and I have difficulty communicating. And it's when I'm hurt, and it's usually when I'm hurt or don't get my way when I'm with a man. And it's recently ruined the relationship. I zoom out and I'm not present. I can't come back. I have a very hard time coming back and dealing with a situation that's really not very difficult or bad. It's just, you know, it's not that bad of a problem, but I just can't face it.
Is that in connection with the breakup that you just experienced that you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So tell me exactly what it is now. Do you want to get back together? Are you sorry this happened? You know, I need to know what it is you're looking for, hon.
Okay, I'm definitely embarrassed that I couldn't talk after I didn't get my way. So it was a communication. It was just communication.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was totally embarrassed. But this was something that that upset him, and it's happened before. So I have a hard time communicating, and I zoom out and block.
It's happened before with other men or with this man?
With this man, yes. I'm just starting to feel my emotions now over the years, and it happened twice with this man where I blocked him out and hurt him. And
you want to know, you don't understand why you did that, because you want to be together with him, is that it?
Yes, and I should have been able to just accept the fact that he was doing something else.
What the problem is, you say you've just been able to start getting in touch with your emotions. This is all caused by emotion, ego, your ego. And it's, I am seeing a gorgeous, gorgeous palace. And you are in that palace. Let's see, where is this? This is in somewhere in South America. Interesting. There's like a San Paulo or something like that. I think it's somewhere in South America. And you're in you're a member of the ruling family. And you are the brother of the king of that area. And you're very let's see, how can I put this? Self-centered and bossy, and always right. And if people get in your way, you're very rude. You know, you're not a nice person, in other words, I'm sorry to tell you, because you think that because you're the brother of the king that they have to bow and scrape to you. They don't bow and scrape to the king, but for some reason you think they should bow and scrape to you. And that's because you have this huge, huge ego. And of course, nobody likes you. And so therefore, you don't like anybody. And so you just go off and stay by yourself, or count your money, or polish your gold, or, you know, stuff like that. And you don't pay too much attention to people or how they respond or don't respond to you, and you don't respond to anybody. So it's not a very pleasant thing. And they're not telling me why you had that particular personality, but what you were certainly supposed to learn was that people in roles of leadership should be able to lead and not make such huge demands on people like you did in that lifetime. And so in this lifetime, you have pretty much gotten over all of those, eccentric, I would call them eccentric behavior. That, you know, they're certainly not nice. They're certainly not beneficial to you and your own, you know, spiritual growth or happiness or anything, because you're not, you know, you couldn't find happiness, certainly, with behavior like that. So, and they're saying that it's greatly improved. However, the tendency to just shake your shoulders or shrug your shoulders is what they're saying, shrug your shoulders and just go off and kind of hide because you don't know how to cope with a situation. Not that you've been mean or ugly or anything, but you just don't know how to cope with a situation. So here again, you have to take yourself by the hand and you have to realize, and you do realize, but you have to accept the reality or the fact that you did cause a problem and that he does deserve a pardon or, you know, I can't even say it because it's a hard thing for you to relate to. You have to apologize. You have to be able to apologize and ask for help. Ask for help. I have this tendency, and, you know, I love you dearly. I don't want to lose you. I'm so sorry this has happened. Will you help me? That'll do it. You can try it and see. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. One of my biggest fears is I want to be alone, and I don't want to be with anybody, and I'm lonely, but I never want to be with anybody except for a man, and I never feel at home anywhere. Just never feel where I live, I feel at home. So I think this relates to what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Probably much more than you're willing to consciously acknowledge right now. The tendency to go off by yourself is kind of the opposite of the behavior you had in South America. It's kind of the opposite. Instead of, you know, being overtly cantankerous, you just go off and hide. Mm-hmm. You just say, well, the heck with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But you have
yeah.
to figure out, you have to figure out something. And I'm really serious about this. Something that's going to make you happy. Something, whether it's food or a man or a house or a job or a sunset or something. There's no reason for you to not be happy. Okay?
Okay.
Why are you not happy? That's what you have to figure out.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with, and I'm sorry about the description of, of the fellow that you were, but that's someone that you were, not that you are. And I think there's a tendency, and I don't know how to verbalize this. I see it happening, but you have to recognize that you are no longer that type of person, period.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Because there's
yes.
a tendency for you to feel that your behavior was unacceptable. Sure, it was unacceptable. Granted, it will never happen again because you're not going to be that way. You're going to be nice and happy. You're going to ask this fellow to help you. You're going to tell him that you love him. Well, if you do, if you want to be with him, that would be the way the spirit guide suggests. And, you know, you're just going to have to, as they say, bite the bullet. Go for it. And he's going to say yes or no, and then you go from there, okay?
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening.
Okay.
And I'm just upset because this it's just been a difficult like we were so in love. It was crazy. And then he just cut me off because I hurt him.
Well, now did he cut you off or did you cut him off? You said it was your fault. So
yes,
you cut him
well,
off.
Yes. Yeah.
So you got to get it straight. You got to put the blame where the blame is, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, you're not going to heal. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie,
so you
take care.
And you would recommend that I do that sooner than later? Because I've tried not to bug him, give him his space.
Well, you need to apologize to him and ask for his help.
Okay.
You don't need to ignore him. That's another excuse.
Well, he's been ignoring me, so he's cut off communications. Totally.
Well, but you caused it. Do you recognize that?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
So you have to do the mending, okay?
Okay. Okay,
and
thank you very
much. You sound like he's making a real bad thing out of it when it's your fault. And I don't want to sound mean, but that's the key. You have to realize that, you see?
Does that make sense, Lori?
Okay. Oh, yes, it does, definitely. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's why she's fighting it. Aren't we something, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
God bless you, hon. Good luck.
Yeah,
bless
take care.
Too.
Let us know how it works out, Lori, okay?
Yeah. Please.
Thank you.
Dr. McIntyre is going to be back on November 3rd, so call us back if there's any development, okay?
If you want your own regression, you can go to my website and we'll set up a regression for you, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, bless you.
Okay, Lori, goodbye. God bless.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 551. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is T, and I'm calling because when I'm in a relationship, only when it's commitment, I start to get this fear of my partner cheating, and I usually push them away, and I just want to know where does that come from, because I see that that's a pattern, and I never really have, like, proof or anything. So I'm thinking it's something from past life.
Okay. And I'm very sorry, but I wasn't really able to understand exactly what the problem is. You're in a relationship and you keep pushing the man away. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And you want to know why?
Yes.
She also said that she has this irrational fear that the man's cheating on her, and she doesn't have any proof of that, and that this has happened more than once, and she wonders why she's doing this.
Okay, has this happened more than once with this person?
Well, it's different people.
Okay, so this is something, all right. Of course that's something from a past life. And that's it's driving you crazy in this lifetime. So, I see what happened. It's a French court. You're in a French court. Yeah, I'm getting men in most of these past lives. And you're a man, very good looking man. And you're, let's see, you're a nobleman, and you have a very wealthy family, a beautiful home, and it's during the terrible times there in France when they said let them eat cake. Kind of thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? My phone is so bad, it breaks up.
Oh, well, how are we going to handle this then? Because I can't keep repeating everything.
Can you hear what you're saying?
Just the last part, I'm sorry.
That really just cuts me off. Let's see, what was that last part?
You were talking about the French Revolution and the time where Marie Antoinette was talking about let them eat cake.
Yeah. Oh, and you were a nobleman, and you had a very beautiful home, and you were a very good-looking man, and you had a lovely wife and three children, and you played the field like every other night, practically. You played the field. You were out doing everybody. And your wife. What?
I said I believe it, because that's how I think about all men who are
okay,
married.
Can you let me finish here? Because it breaks it when you're interrupted. I'm sorry. Okay, and so your wife at the time kept asking, you know, what do you do when you go out? And you say, oh, you're working or you're with the guys or, you know, you made excuses. And you didn't care that it was hurting her and that she had suspicions. And so one night she followed you. And she got hit by a wagon, you know, like a horse and buggy thing that they had then. When she was sneaking across the street after you, and she got killed. It killed her. And
wow.
You realized that it was your fault that she got killed, and it just really, really destroyed you. You were never the same. You never went out after that. You never remarried. You just stayed home with the kids, and you took care of business. And when you passed, you just had, you know, the deepest regret and sorrow. That had happened, that you had caused that to happen. And so now in this lifetime, the role is kind of reversed. You're, well, kind of reversed, but you're still in that situation. You don't know how they're behaving. But the reason you suspect them was because of your behavior in that lifetime, which was really, you know, really incredibly bad, because you were incredibly handsome and nobody could say no to you. So what were you going to say now?
I really believe it. I do, because my friends they say you, like, for me to be a female, they say you are a charmer. Like, you could charm anybody, and I get that from friends, everybody, and I'm like, I know. I said, I wonder. I just can always rationalize with a guy and see why they do the stuff that they do, but I always feel like I'm on the opposite end, like, you know, like prey instead of the predator, and I just, I don't know, that's always something that bothers me.
The fear that they might be non-monogamous, is that a word? I don't know.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
have to find out one way or another. Just don't run in front of a car while you're doing it.
Please.
No, that's why you have that suspicion. If I were you, I would tell the guy that you have dreams or something like that, and it's really bothering you, and will he please just tell you the truth? Is he horsing around? And otherwise, it's going to drive you crazy. It really will. And it could be for absolutely no reason whatsoever. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It could be just a past life thing that's causing this.
Okay.
Or you can just realize that that's why you're thinking these things, and realize it's not happening in this lifetime. So, you know, it's up to you as to how you want to handle it. But you should handle it.
Yeah.
One way or another, see. Because it's
okay.
Understandable why you would think that way. You know, there's
yeah.
Nothing wrong with thinking that way under the circumstances.
Yeah.
So I would just tell the guy, you're having a dream. Or, you know, you keep dreaming that he's horsing around. You need to know, period.
Yeah.
And then hope he tells you the truth.
Well, or I could just retaliate. No, I'm just kidding.
I hope so. Don't make me hang up.
What she's saying makes sense to you, T?
Yes, it does. It does. The way how
yeah.
I think, like, yeah.
Well, we
yeah.
need to move on, honey, but thank you for calling.
Okay. God bless
you.
Bye-bye.
Take
okay.
care. All right. We have one more caller. I know this phone number. I haven't talked to her, but it's Diana. And Diana, you're live.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Could be better.
Yeah?
But,
were you just
in.
Listening tonight, honey?
Yeah, I was just listening. Kind of like directed to call in because I love listening to Miss McIntyre.
Ah.
Oh.
So,
well, hi,
I don't. Hi. If you, am I the last caller you said?
You are, yes. And
oh, okay. Well,
and don't worry
don't
about that, Mary Lou. The countdown only applies to new callers when it says 90 seconds left. We'll still be live after that.
Okay. All right, go on, Diana. What can I do for you?
Well, if there's anything that Spirit wants to say, since we're down to 90 seconds, am I needing
no,
to hear
we're not
something?
Down.
Oh. Whatever we're down to.
What? Do you want to ask me something? Do you have a problem, or are you just calling in to say hi?
Probably say hi, and it's nice to hear your voice.
Okay. Well, please get my books and read them. How's that?
Yeah.
That's my
yeah.
voice.
Or
at least go to my website and see what's available. See what you can learn from that, and I'll help you
if you have
a question.
And talk to other people. Well, I'm
yeah.
a little bit stagnant right now. I'm ready to move forward, but it seems like I'm not moving forward for a reason.
Well, what do you mean by moving forward?
It's time to go on a new spiritual adventure. I don't usually sit still this long.
Well, why are you?
I don't know.
Well, that's nothing I can help you with. That has everything to do with now, not with the past. Okay?
Well, I do say that.
I've been telling the others, take yourself by the hand and do something.
Yep.
How's that?
Mm-hmm. And I have been, and I'm like trying to get this the next act to the next play going. Let's go. We're not getting younger.
Well, are you meditating? Are you doing yoga? Are you,
meditating.
What are you striving for? What is it you want to achieve?
I think I've already achieved my life. I was a nurse for 35 years, and I had a good life as far as I'm concerned. Helping people.
Well, then relax and enjoy it.
Well,
how's that?
You don't stop living just because you had a good life.
I didn't
say
stop living. I said start enjoying life. Yeah,
and maybe that's a theme because you were talking to somebody else about being happy. Well, I'm thankful and I'm grateful. I'm always thankful and grateful first thing in the morning, but to be real happy, I don't know. So, okay, there's something to accomplish.
There you go. When you look in the mirror, smile.
Yes, and you are worthy. Yes.
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay,
Diane.
Thanks for calling in, sweetie. Hope you're doing good,
bye-bye.
David.
Okay, bye. Good to hear your voice, Diana. You take good care, sweetie.
You too.
All right. Well, Dr. McIntyre, thank you again for another good show. Really enjoyed it.
Well, I'm glad. Yeah, it was very interesting. Some of those guys were really rotters, and I just hate to tell a sweet-sounding female about what an ugly male she was. It's really hard, but that's what I'm here to do. So,
well, I mean, the point is that we have all of these different types of lifetimes in order to round out our souls, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
So we experience everything, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Exactly, and that's what, we really don't even have to know about a past life. All we have to know is that there's something in our behavior, that we can pinpoint that's causing us a problem and stop it. Just get over it. And
right.
When I tell people that, they say, oh, Marilu, you're so mean. I don't know.
Well, it's really pretty simple, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
You just have to know that the flowers are beautiful, and so are you. That's how I look at things, anyhow.
Yeah, and all we have is the present. We can't do anything about changing the past. We can learn from it.
Exactly. That's what we do. That's what we learned from the past.
Yeah. Well, my dear, I will look forward to speaking with you again in November, and I wish you a more comfortable rest of the summer.
Yes, I am looking forward to that myself.
Okay.
Okay, David, it's good talking to you, sweetie. You take care.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, and God bless you.
Thank you. So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. good night, and God bless.
I just love that. God bless you.
Thank you, honey. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.